With SDPB News, I'm Jeremy Ludeman. Taking a look at the advisories and warnings at this time, most of South Dakota is still under a blizzard warning that's set to expire on Saturday. There has been a change to the winter weather advisories out in the west. The Rapid City area down to Hill City, Custer, and points north of the Black Hills, they are no longer under the winter weather advisory. However, Fall River County, Edgemont and Hot Springs, and a portion of Custer County still under a winter weather advisory at this time. For the northern tier of South Dakota, with the exception of the northwest and the Sisseton Hills, this includes Aberdeen, there is a winter weather advisory there. Everybody else under that blizzard warning until tomorrow. Southeastern South Dakota will start to pick up snow in earnest this evening. Todd Heidkamp with the National Weather Service says the snow event will wrap up tomorrow afternoon around 3 o'clock local time. He says several communities could see more than a foot of snow.
Well, it's going to be a pretty wide swath of 8 inches plus. I think the areas that are going to see the least amount of snow is areas of northwest Iowa, let's say like Lamar's or Sheldon in that area. But if you get let's say from Vermilion or Elk Point on up towards Rock Rapids and then over to Jackson, Minnesota, everything west and northwest of that line is going to be 8 inches plus, with the heaviest snowfall occurring from, like, say, Lake Andes, Mitchell, Madison, and then up towards the Marshall area, where they can expect 12 to 18.
Katie Bajorley with the National Weather Service in Rapid City says the snowfall record for this day has been broken by today's accumulations. She says parts of south-central South Dakota may see 2 feet of snow as the storm continues to march through the state. Road closures at this time. Interstate 90 is closed in both directions from Rapid City to Mitchell. I-29 closed from the North Dakota border to Brookings in both directions. Sioux Falls Regional Airport will close later tonight, and it won't open again until about 7 o'clock tomorrow. This is SDPB News.